I'm sure you've all heard the phrase, go the extra mile, or it's the extra mile that counts. That phrase is based upon a statement that was made by our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ as he preached in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 41. He said, "Whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain." It's the extra mile that counts. Sometimes the analogy is used of a Jewish individual, maybe under the persecution of the Roman Empire, and a Roman soldier comes to a young Jewish man and says, "Carry my luggage," or "Carry my weaponry." And that Jewish man has to carry it a mile, but instead of going 1 mile, without a second thought, he carries it the second mile. And that has a remarkable impact upon the Roman soldier. He wonders, "Why did you do that? Why did you go the extra mile? I compelled you to go 1 mile. Most people would have complained about that, but you went the extra mile." That would have a remarkable influence and a wonderful testimony before that Roman soldier. It is the extra mile that counts, and it should be in our Christianity. The reality is that many, many believers do the very least. Some believers really do nothing at all. We don't do the things that the Lord asks us to do. We fall so far short. We try to do the bare minimum, content to get into heaven by the skin of our teeth. And second mile Christianity seems to be a rare thing nowadays. Corrie ten Boom was once preaching in the city of Copenhagen on Romans chapter 12, the first two verses that speak about surrender, sacrifice and consecration. And after the meeting was over, two young nurses came to her and said, "Corrie, will you come to our house for lunch?" What they didn't tell her was that they lived in an apartment on the 10th floor and there was no elevator. That time in her life, Corrie ten Boom was old, she was small, she was frail, she was 80 years of age, and she went along with them. And as they went through the doors of the apartment, she realized she was going to have to climb up these steps. Reaching the 5th floor, she says, "I was absolutely exhausted. I was tired, I was weary." She says, "In fact, I thought I was going to take a heart attack and die. And I sat down and I began to complain within my heart, 'Lord, I'm tired, I'm weary, and I'm walking up these steps.' But all of a sudden this thought came to her, 'God will have a blessing for you on the 10th floor.' So she persevered, she pressed on. One of those nurses had two aged parents who lived with them in the apartment. Neither of them were Christians. And as Corrie ten Boom met them, she talked to them, she conversed, she realized they did not know the Savior. She opened the Word of God and shared the Gospel with them and said, "In all of the 50 years that I've been a believer, in all the years that I've been traveling around preaching the Word of God, telling others about the Savior, I've never yet met one person who regretted becoming a Christian." And there and then, on the 10th floor of that apartment, she had the privilege of leading those two aged people to faith in Jesus Christ. She had gone the extra mile. She had gone beyond her duty. She had gone that little bit farther. And the Lord honored her, and the Lord rewarded her even for that. In the Garden of Gethsemane, the Bible says that the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed. Prayed the second time and prayed again the third time. He practiced what he preached. He went the extra mile. Could you go a little bit further in your relationship with Christ? Could you not go a little bit further in your service to him? Sometimes we do that which is our duty to do. Sometimes you don't even do that. But what about going above and beyond it and living a life of self-denial, sacrifice, and commitment? Go the extra mile for Jesus Christ and see what happens.